Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If we must sin, sin boldly. Who said that? Martin Luther. Why would we ever sin boldly? Is it okay to sin? No. But the thing is, if you're trying and you sin, you know, it's just like anything else. Do it. Make it work. And the forgiveness, therefore, is much bigger too, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? You know, it talked in here that we are under grace. During the Reformation, we came up with five. They're called solas. Alone is what sola means in Latin. Grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone. Well, that's only three. There's two more. By Christ alone and for the glory of God. You know, when we look at those, isn't that our basic faith? You know, I wish the other two were up there, but these are a good start. Grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, Christ alone, for the glory of God. What is sin? You got a little kid. Mommy, what is sin? Daddy, what is sin? How would you go about it? Well, yeah, but you got to remember, you're talking to a little kid. It's when you do something bad. Is that what you're... Doing something you know you're not supposed to do. Yeah, make daddy unhappy. Of course, it's like the kid, you say, now don't put your hand on that hot oven. So what do they do? Donk. Oh, hey, you know that's hot. Duh. Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah, do it. Oh, I got to try. I always get a kick out of Star Wars with The Empire Strikes Back. And Yoda's talking to Luke because, you know, Luke's trying to get the X-Wing fighter out of the lake. And he can't do it. And so here's little Yoda, and he does this. And this fighter comes up and just hangs in the air. Moves it over and sets it down. And Luke goes, well, how did you do that? And Yoda goes, you try. That's why you fail. Do. Now stop and think about that. We try and fail. Isn't that sin? And stop and think about that. Sin is commission, omission. It means you do it on purpose or you do it because you didn't think about it and you still sinned, didn't you? Of course, I'm back in Luther's Small Catechism. I mean, it's good stuff. It explains things. But when we're looking at sin, okay, it's one of those things that we are going to sin. Now, we've had some discussion here because some of us don't believe we're sinners. I do. But that's all right. We can agree to disagree. But part of the thing is, even if we don't mean to do it, we can do it. Well, so righteousness. One of the things it didn't say in our reading today was forgiveness, did it? It talked about righteousness. Where does righteousness come into this process? Okay. Good. What else? It is through righteousness and the forgiveness that we have justification. There's the fancy word, justified to God. Justification means we are forgiven. And in... Pardon? That's what forgiveness means. You know, forgiveness means, Lord, forgive me. Okay, you're forgiven. But what did I do? What did I do to earn that? Nothing. How many of our Christian brothers and sisters think you have to earn salvation? You have to earn the forgiveness of sins. You can't. Either it's really... Gene... No. That's right. You know, and it's one of those things, too, is that happens. What do you do? There's probably one of the smartest things I've heard right there. Oh, yeah. And start over. One of the things I saw here, I'm in the epistle lesson, and it's two lines up above where it's black. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification. What is sanctification in this process? Who leads us to sanctification? The Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Spirit, does any of this work? No. One of the things that, when I was growing up, not once in the Lutheran Church did I ever hear a sermon on the Holy Spirit. It was always on Jesus. Okay? I bet you in the Catholic Church grew up the same way too. But yet when we look at the Trinity, God's job was creation. Look around. It's here, isn't it? So is creation completed? Yes. What was Jesus' job? The cross. Redemption. What does the word redemption mean? Ransom. Okay? Because to redeem something, you have to ransom it. There's a debt to be paid for our sins. And he took all of our sins onto him and went up there and paid for them so we could be free. Okay, you can get out of the agenda now. He does. He does. But he also sees us through the Holy Spirit. But our relationship is to walk with the Holy Spirit. Have you ever wanted to do something? Go right ahead. Well, what does Jesus tell us? That the Comforter is coming. But was Jesus here before he was incarnate? Sure. Was the Holy Spirit here before? Yes. You know, it's one of those things. Well, he sent him here, but God walks the earth, Jesus walks the earth, Holy Spirit walks the earth. Yeah. But, you know, when we look at these kind of things, I always do this. When I was in the Army at Fort Riley, my first sergeant always said, "Hey, that's above my pay grade," okay, which is where I got that. So when we're talking God, it's above my pay grade, you know, and that's important, okay, because as we try and understand, can we fully understand God? No. Can we fully understand the Trinity? No. But can we count its blessings in our lives? Yes. And that's what's important, isn't it? You know, one of the things that Luther says is when you're trying to explain the Trinity, you're going to go into heresy every time. Why? Because it's something we can talk around, but we can't talk it. Okay? It's just like when we use the things, we're getting off here a little bit, but I think it's important. I've heard the apple. Okay, you got seeds, meat, and skin, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Or you got ice or water. Ice, water, and gas. Okay, steam. I like the Oreo cookie because you got the two, you know, the things. And when you squeeze it, go, the white stuff comes out. You got it. But when we start looking at these kind of things, is that the way the Trinity really is? No. But we're trying to put it in a way that we can understand it. So when we're talking about righteousness, sanctification, and forgiveness of sins, do we really understand how it works? No. Does it work? Yes. So when I look at this and I see righteousness leading to sanctification, what does, I mean, I have a lot of former Roman Catholics in here. What does sanctus mean in Latin?
Holy.
Okay. So sanctification is the English word for holy. So how do we become holy? And the forgiveness of sins. Okay? So when you start looking at this, our whole goal is sanctification. And who leads us to sanctification? The Holy Spirit. Okay? What do you have to do to have that for you? Not one thing, except ask for forgiveness with a pure and contrite heart, is what the psalm says. Okay? And so when we start looking at this, folks, it is so important for us. You know, I love the way Paul does. J. Vernon McGee, great Baptist preacher. Made his, huh?
Methodist.
Okay. Sorry, I said corrected. Made a statement one time. He says, if I want to build a church, I'll preach from the book of John. If I want to destroy a church, I'll preach from the book of Romans. Why? Well, because it's heavy. Okay. The first time I read Romans in Greek, I had to look up 56 new words that are only in the first chapter of Romans. It's tough. But yet, if you want to know the faith, I mean, after you become a Christian, you know, you're called, you're ordained in the Spirit, then you sit down with Romans and you try and tear it apart. But it's important. It is. It's just like here, when Paul is talking to us, I love this. What then? And then, by no means. When he talks to us like that, folks, do we even have to understand this to receive salvation? No. Pastor Coley, who we have supported in here, that friend of mine that's an African pastor. By the way, he was just elected president of the Lutheran Church of Liberia. I mean, a great theologian. He just finished his doctorate at Concordia. He said he's in a situation where his new members, and he has a class of catechism class every month of adults of about 30 to 35 people. You know where they're coming from? They're Muslim. Or people who are believers in ancestor worship and that kind of thing. And you know what they are? They're the best people to go out and witness. You know why? Because all they know is what Jesus did for them. And so what did Jesus do for us? What did the Holy Spirit do? He forgave our sins. Now, if you notice, I'm not using a lot of theology today, am I? But is what I'm talking about today important? Absolutely. This is the center of our faith, is the forgiveness of sins and being justified as sinless in God's eyes. And for me, that is perfectly true. My friends, may this grace we receive of the forgiveness of sins keep your hearts and minds, not only in Christ Jesus, but of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen.